Tonight, our message is entitled The Root of Prosperity.
所以今天晚上的信息呢，这个题目跟昨天一样，富裕昌盛的根。
What is the key that unlocks the blessings of heaven?
所以要打开天上祝福的钥匙是什么呢？
I want to take a good look at this key called the fear of the Lord.
所以我们要好好的来看这一把钥匙，这个关键就是对神的敬畏。
What is the benefits of having this fear in our life?
所以天上的、这个好处、哦、对我们来讲，对我们的生命来讲，天上的好处是什么呢？
Number one,
第一，
The fear of the Lord brings salvation.
敬畏神带来救恩。
Psalms 85 verse 9,
诗篇85篇九节。
This word salvation,
救恩这个字，
in the Greek is zozo,
在希腊文里面叫 zozo.
It means all the redemptive virtue, power, and benefits of Calvary.
这个就是加略山救赎所有的美德，所有的好处跟所有的能力。
It includes deliverance, it includes provision, it includes preservation, protection, victory, health, safety, and so on. Just a few.
包括 No, I forget. This is a long list.
The protection, the preservation of God.
包括拯救，包括保护，包括神的供应，包括所有这一切的好处。
That is salvation.
这个就是救恩。
So when you cultivate the attitude of reverencing the Lord,
所以当你带着敬畏神的态度前来，
salvation will come into your family.
救恩就会临到你的家庭中。
You want victory? Victory will come.
你渴慕胜利，得胜就会进来。
If you want protection? Protection will come.
如果你要保护，保护就会进来。
If you want provision? Provision will come.
如果你要供应，供应就会来到。
If you want health and healing? They will come.
如果你要健康与医治，他们也会来。
Whatever you need, salvation will become that solution to your family.
所以不管你跟你的家庭需要什么，救恩就是你一切需要的答案。
Number two,
第二，
The fear of the Lord brings preservation.
敬畏神使你能够得以被存留。
Psalms 33,
诗篇33篇
verse 18 and 19,
十八十九节。
Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine.
耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人，要救他们的命脱离死亡，并使他们在饥荒中存活。
When you practice the fear of the Lord, God's eyes is watching you.
所以当你操练敬畏神，神的眼目就眷顾你。
And God will make sure no death can ever take your life.
然后神呢，一定确保死亡没有办法夺走你的生命。
God will keep you alive in the days of famine.
就是在饥荒当中，神还要使你存活。
What a powerful benefit of preservation.
所以这是得以存活一个极大有能力的好处。
During the days in 1997 when the SARS came,
1997年当 SARS 来的时候，
God gave me his word,
神给我这话，
and I began to tell the audience,
我就开始告诉听众们，
death will not take your life,
死亡没有办法夺走你的生命。
How? When you fear God,
当你敬畏神的时候就是如此。
Number three,
第三，
the fear of the Lord brings victory,
敬畏神带来得胜。
Psalm 60 and verse 4,
诗篇60篇4节。
Thou hast given a banner to them that fear him, that it may be displayed before because of the truth.
你把荆棘赐给敬畏你的人，可以为真理扬起来。
The banner of victory.
所以得胜的荆棘。
The moment you fear God,
当你敬畏神的那一刻，
You will begin to experience victory upon victory. You want victories?
你渴慕得胜吗?
Then learn to fear and honor the Lord. I remember many years ago, I went into a life and death struggle with witches.
我呢因为这个巫术的关系啊进入到生死交战的关头
I was battling with over 85 witches
所以呢我跟85名的这个巫师呢有一个征战
They were from Africa
他们是从非洲来的
And as I was battling through
那当我征战过程里
The Lord began to tell me
神就开始告诉我,
it is time to honor him even more.
是更要尊荣神的时候了,
and I went on my knees and honor him.
所以呢,我就跪下来尊荣他,
and God give me victories.
神就将得胜赐给我,
Amen. You want victories? Learn to fear the Lord.
所以你渴慕得胜,
Number four.
第四,
the fear of the Lord brings guidance.
敬畏神也会带来生命的旨意
Psalms 25 and verse 12
诗篇25篇12节
What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he should choose
谁敬畏耶和华 耶和华必指示他当选择的道路
God will tell you which is the right way to go.
所以神会指示你哪一条路才是对的路要走。
When you fear God, God always gives you directions in life.
所以当你敬畏神的时候, 神总是指示你生命的道路。
Fifthly, the fear of the Lord brings revelation.
第五, 敬畏神会带来启示。
Look at Psalms 25 verse 14.
我们继续看25篇14节。
The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
God will begin to show you things that you do not know.
所以神会开始把你不知道的事指示于你。
The more you fear God, the more revelation will be given to you.
你越敬畏神，你就越能够得着启示。
It is very, very critical that we learn to fear the Lord.
因此,学会怎样敬畏主, 这是相当关键的。
The Lord once told me,
有一次神告诉我,
He said, you want to see the glories of heaven?
他说,你渴慕看见天上的荣耀吗?
One day I was praying,
有一天我在祷告,
and the Lord said,
主说,
you want to know the secrets of Enoch?
你想要知道以诺的秘密吗?
You want to know the places that Enoch went in the third heaven?
你想要知道以诺进入到的第三层天吗?
I knew where was that place.
我知道有一个地方。
Because the Lord pointed to that place before.
因为神以前只给我看过。
I said, Lord, I want to go where Enoch went.
所以我说,主啊, 我要到以诺去的地方。
And he showed me that he says, it has to go through the path of the fear of the Lord.
他说,以诺去的那一个地方,要通过敬畏神的道路而前往。
The place that Enoch went is called eternity before eternity.
以诺去的那个地方,叫做永生之前的永生。
I wish I can describe to you.
我希望我能够把这个地方向你们描述出来。
It is an awesome place.
那真是一个奇妙可畏之境。
Number six.
第六,
the fear of the Lord brings kindness.
敬畏神会带来仁慈。
Psalms 103 verse 11 and 13.
诗篇103篇11、12节。
When you fear him, his mercy will come near you.
当你敬畏他的时候, 他的怜悯就要靠近你。
Like as a father pity his children, so the Lord pity them that fear him.
父亲怎样连续他的儿女, 照样耶和华也连续敬畏他的人。
The word pity in the Hebrew means loving kindness or the love that display the kindness of God.
连续在原文里面的意思就是能够显出 显出仁慈的那种爱, 能够显出神的仁慈的爱。
If you want God to be very kind to you all the days of your life, learn to fear Him.
所以你如果渴慕神在你有生之年真的是恩待你，显出仁慈，那么你就要学习敬畏神。
Number seven, the fear of the Lord brings the goodness of God.
第七，敬畏神会带来神一切的恩慈跟他的良善。
Psalms 31 and verse 19. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee.
诗篇三十一篇十九节，敬畏你、投靠你的人，你为他们所积存的，在世人面前所施行的恩惠是何等的大呢？
So when you begin to fear the Lord, you will experience divine goodness.
所以当你敬畏神的时候，你就会经历神的恩惠、神的良善。
If you want to see God's goodness all the time, fear Him all the days of your life.
如果你想要常常经历神的良善恩慈，那么你在你的人生当中就要常常的敬畏他。
Number eight, the fear of the Lord brings the favor of God.
第八，敬畏神带来神的恩宠。
Psalms 147 verse 11, he said, "The Lord takes pleasure in them that fears Him." God will begin to smile over your life and God will shower you with great favor.
诗篇147篇11节，耶和华喜爱敬畏他和盼望他慈爱的人，所以神他就会开始微笑，用笑脸看着你，然后把他的这个宠爱呢像雨一般的浇灌在你身上。
And number nine, when you begin to fear the Lord, God will impart great blessings over your life.
第九，当你开始敬畏神的时候，神就会将很大的祝福传递赐下来在你的生命中。
Psalms 115 and verse 13.
诗篇115篇13节。
He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great.
凡敬畏耶和华的，无论大小，主必赐福给他。
If you don't want to have any lack in your life, learn to fear him.
因此，你如果渴慕你的一生当中一无所缺，你就必要学习敬畏神。
And number ten.
第十。
When you fear the Lord, he brings satisfaction to your life.
当你敬畏神的时候，你的生命就会知足。
Psalms 145 and verse 19. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them.
敬畏他的，他必成就他们的心愿，也必听他们的呼求，拯救他们。
God will bring fulfillment to your life.
所以神呢，就会把那种成就感、满足感带到你的生命中。
All the desires of your heart, God will answer them.
你心中所有的渴慕，神都会回应。
And you will live a life of satisfaction.
那么你的人生就是满意的人生。
And yesterday,We stop at point number one.
昨天我们从第一点开始。
When we talk about how to walk in the fear of God, we talk about point number one, judgment.
那我们提到说怎么样行走在敬畏神之道上。第一点我们谈到审判。
So yesterday we quoted 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13 to 15.
那昨天我们就引用哥林多前书三章十三到十五节。
In the year 1995,
在1995年
when I was in prayer,
我在祷告的时候
I was taken to a vision,
我被带到一个意象中
and I saw the great white throne,
我就看到神那个白色的审判的大宝座
and I saw a long queue of people lining up,
我就看到有好长的人哦排大排长龙
and the angel said, would you like to go to the front to see?
那天使就告诉我说你想不想到前面去看看
I said I love to and he brought me to the front
我说我很想他就把我带到最前面
I saw a man brought all his lifelong achievement and work and put it before the throne
我就看到有一个人呢把他一生的成就跟他所做的一切功带到了神的宝座前
and a fire came down from heaven and burned up all the works
然后呢有火从天降下来把他所有一切的功都烧毁了
and it became ashes
就成为灰烬
And he cried.
那一个人呢就哭泣。
And then the next man came.
然后接下来那一个,
they did the same thing. They brought all the works to the front.
他们又做同样的事, 把所有他们做过的工带到了神的宝座前。
A fire came down from the throne, Psalms 97, and tested that man's work.
好,诗篇97篇,就有火从宝座下来试验那人的工程。
And then every works become ashes.
结果每一个人的工程都成为灰烬。
And he cried out, everything is gone, lost, lost.
所以呢,那一个人就大声地哭喊说,哎呀,一切都完了,完了,失去了。
And he cried, and he cried, and the angel had to escort him away.
他呢就不断地哭泣,不断地哭泣,那天使呢需要把他带走。
One by one.
所以一个接一个,
all that they did in their lifetime on the earth was tested by the fire of the throne.
他们每一个人在地上所做的工都被从宝座来的火试验。
Every fire is going to test our motives. Every fire is going to test our hearts.
每一个火都会来试验我们的动机，每一个火都要试验我们的心。
No one can escape the fire of the Lord.
没有人能够逃离主的火。
You may now receive praises from men today.
今天或许你在世上没有得到人的赞美。
But on that day, the fire will know whether you are doing it for your own glory or you're doing it for the glory of God.
但到那一天，那火的试验来，你就会知道，你这一些工到底是为你自己的荣耀而做的，还是为神的荣耀而做的。
So, I saw a man brought the works before the Lord.
因此我看到人把他们一生的工程带到主的面前。
And a huge fire came and burned up all his works.
然后大火降临，把他所有的工都烧毁了。
And the ashes was until knee deep level.
那灰烬呢，堆到膝盖般高。
And the man fell upon the ashes and was weeping before the Lord.
那人呢，就扑倒在灰烬上面，不断地在主的面前哭泣。
And he was crying so regretfully.
他呢，带着很深的懊悔在流眼泪。
I felt sorry for that man.
我就为那个人感觉到很难过。
And suddenly the angel said, do you know who's that man?
突然间天使就问我说, 你知道那个人是谁吗?
I said, I do not know.
我说我不知道。
He said, take a good look.
他说你好好的看一下。So
I went closer and I take a good look at that man.
所以呢我就靠近一点, 好好的看一下是谁。
And I was shocked.
我吓了一跳。
That man was me.
那个人就是我。
I was shocked.
我吓了一跳。
That man was me.
那个人竟然是我。
I lost everything.
我失去了一切。
I was crying.
所以呢，我就不断地哭泣。
And I came out of the vision.
我从那个异象出来之后。
That vision burns in my heart for the next 30 days.
那一个异象。 在往后的30天里面，在我心里燃烧。
It went deep into my heart.
它很深很深地进入了我的心。
And every year,
每一年,
I will bring before the Lord 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and have fresh consecration before the Lord.
我就会把哥林多前书三章再一次带到神的宝座前，重新再一次将自己献上为圣洁。
I want my works that can withstand the fire.
我渴慕我手中的工程能够通过火的考验。
I want the fire to produce gold, silver, and precious stones out of my work.
我渴慕这火能够从我的工程里面烧出金、烧出银、烧出宝石来。
Every time I read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I will tremble.
每一次我读到哥林多前书三章，我就战惊。
Because I remember that vision.
因为我记得那个意象。
95, how many years ago? 12 years ago.
12年前。
It was a terrible vision.
那是一个令我惊讶、震撼的意象。
But it was good for my soul.
但是 对我的灵魂来讲是好的。
It keeps me in the fear of God.
因为这使我停留在对神的敬畏中。
Because I know one day,
因为我知道有一天,
there's going to be a great judge that will judge all men's work.
会有一个极大的审判来审判所有人手中的工程。
That's why we need to fear God.
这是为什么我们需要敬畏神。
One day,
有一天
this fire is going to check your life.
这一把火会来检验你的人生。
It's going to be a terrible day.
那一天将是可怖的日子。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
哥林多前书第四章五节。
Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have the praises of God.
所以时候未到，什么都不要论断。只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念。那时，个人要从神那里得着称赞。
Everything hidden will be exposed on that day.
所以，在那一天，每一个隐情都会被显明出来。
So if you can believe there is a coming day of judgment, you will fear God.
因此，在你的心里，如果你知道将来会有这样的审判，那你心里就会存着敬畏。
Every time I think about it, it causes a trembling in my soul.
每次当我一想到这事，我的灵魂就战惊。
It's a good fear.
这是一种好的敬畏，好的恐惧。
Secondly, how do we walk in the fear of God?
其次，我们要如何行走在敬畏神中呢？
We must fear God for who He is.
我们要按着神的本性来敬畏他。
Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28.
马太福音十章二十八节。
Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
In the Old Testament, they say, we must fear this terrible God that brings judgment to all mankind.
在旧约里面，他是这样说，你要害怕这一位能够审判世人的可怖的神。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 21 to 23.
生命记七章二十二节跟二十三节。
Chapter 10 verse 17.
十章十七节。
Chapter 11 verse 2.
十一章二节。
Fear God, He's a terrible God.
你要敬畏神，因为他是一位令你震惊的神。
And here, Jesus tells us why we must fear God.
而在这里，耶稣也告诉了我们，为什么我们要敬畏神，怕神。
Because God has the power to bring a man's soul into hell.
因为神有能力把一个人的灵魂下在监狱里，下在地狱里。
Just about 2 years ago,
大概两年前,
there was a group of Colombian young boys and girls.
Colombian.
From the South American.
Okay, 好。在两年前呢，有一群从南美哦哥伦比亚来的年轻男孩跟女孩。
When they were in prayer,
当他们在祷告的时候
，God took them on a visit to hell.
神呢就把他们带去地狱参观一下。
And while they were in hell,
当他们在地狱的时候
，They saw Christians were in hell.
他们看见地狱里面也有基督徒。
And they came back.And warn the people that do not live a life of sin, even though you are a Christian.
所以呢，他们回来之后就提出警告，说不要过一个在最终的日子，因为你会下地狱的。
I have a known of a prophet in India.
有一个印度很有恩高的先知。
One day while he was in prayer,
有一天当他在祷告的时候
God took him on a visit to hell.
神也带他去造访地狱。
And he visited the 8th compartment of hell.
他呢就看了地狱八大部门。
And when he was shown the number 8th compartment,
那当神把第八个部分，地狱的第八个部分给他看的时候
And he asked the Lord, what is behind this compartment?
他就问神说, 哎神啊, 这个部门到底有什么?
And a door was opened.
所以那时候呢, 门就打开,
and he said, look in.
他就叫他看进去,
and when he looked in, he saw a man on a table.
他看进去的时候呢, 就看到有一个人在一个桌子上面,
and the demons were using a spear to pierce his body.
然后呢, 魔鬼就拿一个矛啊, 在刺他,
and he screamed in terror.
然后那个人呢, 就很恐惧地尖叫,
and the Lord began to talk about the history of this man.
那神就开始跟他谈起那一个躺在桌面上, 那个人的历史。
This man was a Christian.
这个人是一个基督徒。
This man was an evangelist.
事实上他是一个布道家。
He preached the gospel.
他传讲福音。
But later in his life, because he lived a life of sin, and he refused to repent, and now he is in that 8th compartment. And the Lord say, the 8th compartment is reserved for Christians. It's shocking.
所以呢，这件事情叫这个先知很吃惊。It
is a shock to hear such thing.
听到这样的事情呢，他心里面非常的震惊。About
7 or 10 years ago,
7或10年前,
there was a preacher living in Sweden.
在瑞典呢，有一位牧师。
And one day, while he was sleeping, he had a dream.
有一天他睡觉就做了个梦。
And in a dream, he was in hell.
在梦中呢，他在地狱里。
And he was talking to a man in hell.
然后他就在跟一个地狱里面的人讲话。
And this man tells this Sweden preacher,
那个地狱里面的人呢，就告诉这个瑞典的牧师。
He said, I'm a Christian.
他说我是个基督徒,
I'm a pastor.
我是个牧师,
but now I'm in hell.
但现在我在地狱里。
I want you to go back and tell my family who live in Indonesia, don't steal God's money or you will come down to hell. And he tell him his name. He tell him where he stay. He woke up from the dream.
这个牧师从梦里醒过来,
he know nobody in Indonesia. But he took a plane.
但是呢,
according to the instruction,
按照这个人给他的指示,
he went to that city, went to the particular road,
到那个道路上,
knocked on the door,
找到那个房,
and a woman opened the door.
那一家就敲门, 那女人打开门,
he said, what do you want?
就问他说你要什么?
I have come to send a message from your husband to you.
他说我是代替你的丈夫来给你传一个信息的。
He said, you must be joking.
他说你一定是开玩笑的。
My husband has died.
因为我的丈夫已经死了。
And he began to tell the story.
他就开始讲这个故事。
And he said, because now he's in hell, because he steals God's money.
那这个牧师就告诉他太太说, 因为他偷了神的钱, 所以他现在在地狱里。
That woman cried because that woman knew the husband's sin.
那一个女人呢就开始哭了起来, 因为她清楚知道她丈夫的罪。
That woman and the children repented.
所以那个女人跟孩子们就悔改了。
That news went over the whole city, it shocked everybody.
这个消息呢, 传遍了城市, 每一个人都大吃一惊。
And for the next 3 years, nobody dare to steal God's money.
接下来三年, 城里面没有人胆敢偷神的钱。
Steal God's money, go to hell.
如果你偷了神的钱,
there is a hell.
的确有地狱,
not just for unbeliever. Also for Christians.
也是为基督徒的,
whether you believe it or not.
不管你信或不信,
one day you will know the truth.
有一天你必然知道真理,
it's a shock.
对这是叫人震惊的,
but fear God.
但是你因此更加敬畏神,
he has the power to send a soul to hell.
因为他有权能够使人的灵魂下到地狱里。
The third way we learn to fear God.
学习敬畏神的第三个方式。
Have you cheated God's money?
你有没有偷取神的钱啊?
Tonight, have you cheated God's money?
你有没有偷神的钱啊?
Please repent.
请你要快快悔改。
Because there's a severe judgment.
因为偷神的钱会带来很严厉的审判。
You cannot hide from God.
你也没有办法向神隐藏。
There is a severe judgment.
有很严厉的审判的。
Don't play a fool.
因此呢，不要轻慢，不要做愚昧的人。
Learn to fear God.
要学会敬畏神。
The third way we learn to walk in the fear of God.
我们学习行走在敬畏神的道路中的第三种方式
is by learning from the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是借着学习主耶稣基督的生命样式。
In the book of Hebrews chapter 5 verse 7.
希伯来书五章七节。
In the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared.
第七节，基督在肉体的时候既大声哀哭流泪祷告恳求那能救他免死的主就因他的尽虔诚哦，或说因他的敬畏蒙了应允。
In the days of his flesh, it was the scene and the event of the Garden of Gethsemane.
这在他肉体的时候呢，这一个场景呢，是在克西马尼园里。
He was crying and with blood and tears.
他呢，在那边流泪，而且他的这个眼泪像血滴一般。
The Bible says God heard his prayer because He feared.
圣经告诉我们说，因为他敬畏，所以神听了他的祷告。
That is the true secret of Jesus' prayer life.
这是耶稣的祷告生命当中真正的秘诀。
There's no formula to prayer except this Son of God feared the Father.
神的儿子的祷告没有其他的程式除了敬畏父神之外
He said not my will but thine be done
他这样祷告不照着我的旨意乃按着你的旨意成全
He had never come to do his own will
所以他来到世上不是要成就自己的旨意
Whatever calling that God has called you
因此不管神在你身上的呼召是什么
stayFaithful to your call.
你一定要忠于你的呼召。
Last year, there was a paradigm shift in my calling, and he says, "Now, son, you're walking in the tribe of Joseph."
去年我的服事，我的呼召呢，有一个转化，一个改变。神说，从现在开始，儿啊，你行走在约瑟的呼召当中。
Then recently, prophetess Jill Austin came.To Singapore.
最近呢，这个女先知 Jill Austin 来到新加坡。
She's a spiritual mother of Cindy Jacob.
她是宅心地的属灵母亲。
And she prophesied over me. He said, "You are from the tribe of Joseph."
她呢就对我发预言，说你是约瑟那个支派的。
He said, "You will be sent all over the world to preach on prosperity."
你会被差遣。到世界各国传讲昌盛富裕的信息。
This is my assignment on this earth in this season.
所以在这个季节里面，我在地上的使命跟任务就是这个。
I'm not from the tribe of Simeon.
我不是西缅的这个支派。
I'm not from the tribe of Reuben.
我也不是流便的支派。
I'm not from the tribe of Dan.
我也不是但支派。
But many people want me to behave like them.
但是很多人呢，要我行为像他们一样。
I cannot behave like them.
我没有办法像他们。
Because I have a different call.
因为我的呼召不一样。
I'm from the tribe of Joseph.
我是从约瑟的支派来的。
I'm called to preach on this matter.
所以呢，我被呼召就是要传讲这样的信息的。
You know why people begins to put money into my hands?
你知道人们为什么要开始把钱放在我手里吗？
The moment this call came, it was a supernatural, fresh empowerment of prosperity anointing.
当这个呼召临到的时候，就有从神而来新鲜的恩膏。是什么样的恩膏呢？就是昌盛与富裕的恩膏临到。
When you give unto me,
所以当你给我的时候，
I know you are giving to God.
我心里知道你所给的是给神的。
Why do you give to a man?
为什么给一个人呢？
Let me tell you why.
让我告诉你为什么。
You are giving to that man who possess the prosperity anointing.
你所给予的这个人是拥有昌盛富裕恩膏的人。
This principle is called sowing in the anointing.
所以这一个法则呢，就是撒种进入恩膏中的法则。
Sowing in the anointing，
撒种进入恩膏。
I know among the Chinese church, you seldom heard such things。
我知道在华人的教会里面，你很少听到这样的事。
But it doesn't mean that it don't exist。
但不代表没有这样的事。
But because we are ignorant，
但是因为我们的无知。
We don't understand divine operations。
我们不知道神是怎么在运作的。
And we criticize a Joseph that is sent from God to come to your nation, Taiwan。
我们就批评论断神的约瑟奉差遣来到台湾。
Every man have their own unique calling.
每一个人都有他自己独特的呼召。
Learn to walk like Jesus walked.
你要学习耶稣的榜样。
Jesus knew his assignment is to go to the cross.
耶稣知道他自己的任务就是要付十字架。
So he had to obey the Father.
因此他必须要顺服天父。
Do you know I have to obey God?
你知道我也必须要顺服神吗？
Whether you like it or not,
不管你喜不喜欢，
whether you like me to preach on prosperity or not, I have no choice.
也不管你是不是喜欢我传讲昌盛富裕的恩膏，
because
我都没有选择的。
Because of this change in my calling,
因为我的生命当中，我的呼召有这样的改变。
Right now they're sending me to Canada.
现在他们差遣我到加拿大。
In November we're going to have two conferences.
在11月我们要有两场特会。
And they say, please come and preach on prosperity.
他们说来，请你来跟我们传讲昌盛富裕的信息。
And they say, go to Miracle Channel, the television program.
然后他们告诉我呢，上这个电台的电视的这个神迹频道。
They say, come and preach on prosperity.
他说来，来传讲昌盛富裕的信息。
And that's why I'm here.
所以这是为什么我来到这里的原因。
Just for those who think crooked.
那些呢，这个心思意念不纯正的。
By 2005.
到2005年的时候。
I got all the money that I need for the rest of my life.
我一生当中所需要的钱我都有了。
But today.
但是今天。
I'm going all over the world.
我还是到世界各地去。
Because God say, I'm sending a Joseph to Asia.
因为神说我要差遣约瑟到亚洲去。
2005
年
God spoke to me.
神对我说
He said there was a man that used to come from America to Asia. He no longer come.
他说以前呢有一个从美国来到亚洲的人，他现在不来了。
He said I want you to step into his shoe and I want you to bless Asia with that message.
他说我现在要你取代他的位置，然后用这样的信息来祝福亚洲。
I was shocked when he readReveal to me that name of that man.
当他把这样子的那个人的名字告诉我的时候呢，我吓一跳。
Because he was a very famous man of God.
因为他是一个非常有名的神人。
But now he has retired.
但是他现在退休了。
I said, God is a holy responsibility.
我说神啊，这是一个很神圣的责任。
When you come to sow, you are sowing into the anointing of prosperity.
所以当各位前来撒种的时候，你的种是撒进昌盛富裕的恩膏中的。
Number three.
第三。
No, number four. How do we practice the fear of God is by learning how to meditate on God's word.
我们如何能够练习，能够操练敬畏神呢？就是通过默想神的话。
Because Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
箴言二章一到五节。
He said, learn to cry unto the Lord for understanding and knowledge. And then he says, when you cry with all your heart in verse 5, you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
好，要侧耳听智慧，专心求聪明。呼求明哲，扬声求聪明。六节，你就明白敬畏耶和华，得以认识神。
So through the word, God will show us the fear of the Lord.
所以通过神的话，他也会把敬畏神之道显明给我们。
Fifthly, how do we practice this fear?
第五，我们怎么样操练这样的敬畏？
In Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 13 to 16,
生命记二十五章十三到十六节，
it talks about having just and honest measures so that you will lengthen your days on this earth.
那里呢，提到你要有公平的砝码，好叫你在世的日子得以长久。
This is called the way of honesty in life.
这个呢，就是在你的生命当中要有诚实之道。
Look at Proverbs chapter 16.
我们来看箴言十六章。
Verse 7.
第七节。
When a man's ways pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him.
人所行的若蒙耶和华喜悦，耶和华也使他的仇敌与他和好。
How can a man's ways pleases the Lord?
所以人所行的如何能够叫神喜悦呢？
It is spoken from the previous verse in verse 6.
在第六节就告诉你了。
By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord men depart from evil.
Amen.因怜悯诚实罪孽得赎，敬畏耶和华的就远离恶事。
When a man fear God, he departs from evil.
因此一个敬畏耶和华的人，他就会远离恶事。
And this man's ways pleases the Lord.
而这个人所行的就使神喜悦。
But what is this way that pleases the Lord?
但是这使神喜悦的路到底又是什么呢？
Look at verse 2.
我们看第二节。
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit.
人一切所行的在自己眼中看为清洁，
God,
唯有耶和华衡量人心。
God is very particular about what you do.
所以神呢对你哦，到底做了什么？他是相当仔细的。
What is he particular about?
那他很追毛求疵什么呢？
Verse 11.
第十一节。
A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the back are his work.
公道的天平和秤都属耶和华，囊中一切的砝码都为他所定。
So the way that we please the Lord is that we must live an honest life.
因此要行喜悦神的方法呢，你就是要过一个诚实的生命。
Businessman, don't cheat.
所以做生意的你不要奸诈。
Be very clean in your business practice.
在你做生意的一切事上要干干净净。
That is the way that you please God.
你若这样做就得神的喜悦。
The sixth way that we learn to practice this fear is by the way of obedience.
第六种操练敬畏神的方式是通过顺服。
That is in Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 32.
生命记十二章三十二节。
Chapter 13 verse 4 verse 11 verse 17.
十三章四节十一节十七节。
Chapter 17 verse 19 to 20.
十七章十九到二十节。
In chapter 17,
在第十七章里，
it was an instruction given to the king.
那是给予王的一个指示。
And he tell the king that the king must obey the commandments of the Lord.
他告诉王说，王啊，你要遵守神一切的诫命。
And learn to fear God all the days of his life.
然后学习在有生之日敬畏神。
So who are the kings?
那么王是谁呢？
The kings are the businessmen.
那些王就是生意人。
Who are the kings?
王是谁呢？
The politicians.
这些政治家。
Who are the kings?
王是谁呢？
The pastors and the elders.
这些牧师长职们。
The employer.
这些老板们。
When you have authority, you are a king.
当你拥有权柄的时候，你就是王。
And a king must obey God's precepts.
而王一定要遵守顺从神的这一切的戒律。
Number seven.
第七。
How do we practice this fear?
我们要如何操练这样的敬畏？
So that we can receive the 10 benefits that we mentioned just now.
好叫我们能够领受刚才提到的十个好处。
In Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 23.
在《生命记》14:23，
underline it, mark it, color it with a pencil.
好，所以呢，你呢把它画线，好、哦、画上颜色。
Because it's a very important verse.
因为这是很重要的一节。
And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, the tithe of thy wine, and the tithe of thy oil, and the tithes of the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always.
又要把你的五谷、新酒和油的十分之一，并牛群、羊群中投生的，吃在耶和华你神面前，就是他所选择要立为他名的居所。这样，你可以学习时常敬畏耶和华你的神。
The seventh way is called the way of tithing.
所以第七个方式就是通过十一奉献的方式。
When you learn to tithe.You learn to practice the fear of God.
当你学习献上十一奉献，你就学习敬畏神。
When you cheat God in the area of tithing, you lost the fear of God.
所以当你在十一奉献上面偷神的钱，那么你就失去对神的敬畏了。
Amen. So far, this is my introduction.
到目前为止呢，这周只是介绍而已。
Now you understand the importance of the fear. Now I can begin my lesson tonight.
所以你现在明白敬畏神的重要性了。那我们正式看今天晚上的课程。
Now we begin our main lesson.
这主要的课程要开始了。
The root of prosperity.
昌盛富裕的根。
The master key that unlocks every blessings from heaven.
打开天上。每一道祝福之门的那一把钥匙。
Would you turn your Bible to the book of Job?
请打开约伯记。
The book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she ashes and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east.
他的家产有7,000羊、3,000骆驼、500对牛、500母驴，并有许多仆辈。这人在东方人中就为至大。
He talks about his wealth and his possessions.
所以在这里呢，谈到这人的财富跟他的产业。
In the ancient time.The economy is an agrarian economy, an agricultural economy.
在古时呢，这一个经济啊，是一个
农业
的经济。
Therefore, when you have lots of animals and herds, you are a businessman.
因此呢，拥有很多牛群、羊群的人就是一个生意人。
And here it mentions the 11,000 animals that Job had.
那这里就提到约伯所拥有的11,000头的牛。
He said Job was the greatest man of the east.
这里提到说约伯是东方至大之人。
Which means he was the wealthiest man though in those days.
也就是说在他生存的日子年代里面呢他是最有钱的。
In those days, he was a multi-millionaire.
在那些日子在他的时代里面他就是一个百万富翁了。
Why is Job such a wealthy man?
为什么约伯成为这样有财富的人呢？
And if you understand that key,
如果你明白这个关键，
you will understand the root of prosperity.
你就明白昌盛富裕的根。
The key is found in verse 1.
这个关键在第一节。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job.That man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and avoid evil.
乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Job feared God.
所以约伯敬畏神。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道？
He hates evil.
他恨恶罪恶。
He avoid every kind of evil contact.
他也远离一切做恶事的情境。
Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil."
箴言八章十三节也告诉我们说，敬畏神就是远离恶事，厌恶恨恶恶事。
Tonight, I want to prove to you that the fear of the Lord produces prosperity.
今天晚上我要向各位证明，敬畏耶和华会带来昌盛跟富裕。
Tonight, you will understand the fear of the Lord.Produce wealth.
今天晚上你也会明白，敬畏神就带来财富。
Look at Psalms 34.
请看诗篇三十四篇。
And verse 7-9.
第七到九节。
The angel of the Lord and came around those that fear God and delivered them. And then verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no lack to them that fear him.
第七节，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。第九节，耶和华的圣名呐，你们当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。
When we fear God, there will be no financial lack.
所以，当我们敬畏神的时候，在财务上面就没有缺乏。
Look at Psalm 66.
我们来看诗篇六十六篇。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what He had done for my soul.
凡敬畏神的人，你们都来听，我要述说他为我所行的事。
What had God done for this man?
那神到底为这个人行了什么事呢？
Look at verse 12.
第看，请看十二节。
Thou has caused.Men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place.
十二节，你使人坐车碾我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们到丰富财富之地。
When a man fear God,
所以当一个人敬畏神，
God will bring you to a wealthy place.
神就会把你带到一个财富之境。
God will bring you.To a place of abundance.
神就会把你带到一个丰富之地。
I'm going to shock you tonight by this statement.
所以今天晚上我要再说一段话，使你吓一跳。
For over 300 or 500 years,
大概有三到五百年，
the church have been preaching.
教会一直在传讲。
That if you are godly, you will stay poor.
如果你是一个敬虔敬畏神的人，那么你就要一辈子贫穷。
But tonight,
但是今天晚上
under the revelation of God's teaching,
有从神的教导来到新的启示。
I want to remove that error.
我要将那个错误挪除。
Godliness, holiness produce prosperity.
我要宣告敬虔圣洁带来昌盛跟富裕。
For a long time, we have been receiving the lies of the teachings of men.
但是长久以来，我们领受了人教导的谎言。
Oh, when you are godly, don't touch money.
所以如果你是敬虔的，是敬畏神的，不要去谈钱的事。
And we think the more poor we are, the more spiritual we become.
而且我们认为越贫穷就越属灵。
Go and tell Esther. Go and tell Daniel.Go and tell Joseph, go and tell David, Solomon, and ask them, you have been rich, are you spiritually backslidden?
你去问以斯帖，去问但以理，去问约瑟，去问大卫，去问所罗门，哇，你们都这么富有，这么有钱，你们是不是灵性退后的人啊？
Everyone fear God.
每一个都敬畏神。
God bless them.
神就大大祝福他们。
Prosperity is good.
所以昌盛富裕是好事。
It will be given to those that practice the fear of the Lord.
将赐给那敬畏神的人。
And I will prove to you.
而且我要向各位证明。
This is from the Bible.
这是从圣经来的真理。
Psalms 102.
诗篇102篇。
112, sorry.
诗篇112篇。
God shocked me several years ago.
几年前神也这样的使我震惊。
I couldn't believe that it is in the Bible.
我难以相信这样的话就在圣经里面。
Psalms 112, verse 2.
诗篇112篇第二节。
His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed.
他的后裔在世必强盛，正直人的后代必要蒙福。
You live a holy life, you will be blessed.
所以你过一个圣洁的生命，你必要蒙福。
But,
但是
but,
但是
the teaching of men say,Well, if you live a holy life, you'll be blessed with only spiritual blessings.
那个人的教导说，如果你过圣洁的生活，你必得属灵的祝福。
I will prove to you, not just spiritual blessing, but physical, material blessings.
我也要向各位在这里证明，不仅得到属灵的祝福，而且也有物质上面、财富上面的祝福。
He said the generation of the upright be blessed.
他说，正直人的后代必要蒙福。
Can I ask you a question tonight?
今天晚上我可以问你一个问题吗？
What is the blessing that is bestowed upon the righteous saints?
加添在义人啊，这些义人的圣徒身上的祝福是什么？
淡薄淡薄 ，little blessing，
是少少少少的祝福吗
？I was shocked，
我吓了一跳。
Are you ready for shock？
你预备好吓一跳吗
？Look at verse three，
请看第三节。
Wealth and riches shall be found in his house。
Amen， 他家中有货物。有钱财
，Whose house
是谁的家
？Let us see verse one.
让我们看第一节。
Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fear the Lord, that delight greatly in His commandments.
你们要赞美耶和华，敬畏耶和华，甚喜爱他命令的，这人变为有福。
Whose house？
这是谁的家？
The one who fear God,
那敬畏耶和华的人的家。
The one who is upright,
那正直人的家。
What is in his house?
那在他家中有什么？
Small blessing,
小小的祝福吗？
Only spiritual blessing,
只有属灵的祝福吗？
Open your eyes tonight,
今天晚上你打开你的眼睛了。
This is revelation,
这是启示。
Come out of traditional teaching,
所以从传统的教导当中走出来吧。
You know what blessing?
是什么祝福？
He said, riches.
他说，有钱财。
No.
不。
He said, wealth and riches both are in his house.
不仅是有钱，还有财富都在他的家中。
I'm going to shock you right now.
现在我要让你吓一跳。
If wealth and riches is in his house,
如果财富跟钱都在他的家，
you know what is the financial status of this man?
你知道这个人的财务状况怎样吗？
Ready?
预备好了吗？
Multi-millionaire!
这样的人，他的财务状况就是属于百万富翁级的。
God will raise multi-millionaires for those who fear his name.
Amen.所以那敬畏神的名的神就将他们兴起成为百万富翁。
It's time that you open your eyes to see that when you walk in holiness, prosperity is coming your way.
所以是你大大张开你的眼睛来看见，来明白，当你行走在敬畏神之道上的时候，昌盛富裕就必然临到你。
Look with me.
现在跟我一起来看。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章
verse 9 and 10
九十节九跟十节
Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase so shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine
你要以财物和一切出熟的土产尊荣耶和华这样你的仓房必充满有余你的酒榨有新酒盈溢
You're supposed to have the barns filled with plenty
所以你的仓房应该是有盈余的
No Christian supposed to suffer from bankruptcy.
所以没有基督徒，应该没有任何一个基督徒应该经历破产这样的痛苦的。
Your bank, your bank account must be filled with plenty.
你的银行，你银行的账户应该是多有余的。
Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
Do you know what it says in verse 10?
你知道第十节说什么吗？
He said, "Burst out with new wine." The word "burst."
Burst. Okay. 有新酒盈溢。
You know what the word "burst" means?
那个盈溢是什么意思呢？
The word "burst" in the Hebrew is the word "paras."
盈溢希伯来文呢就是 "paras."
Paras means to spread widely.
Paras 的意思呢就是呢扩展开哦，很大的扩开了。
To break forth and spread abroad.
哦，就是突破，然后呢，满出去，而且很广阔的，很开阔的。
Paras is the word that we call in English breakthrough.
Paras 这个字英文里面就是突破。
You shall have paras financial breakthrough.
所以你会拥有 paras。就是财务上面的突破。
Your bank shall be filled with plenty.
你的银行里面应该是多而又多的。
How?
如何做到？
Look at verse 7.
请看第七节。
Do not be wise in thy own eyes.
不要自以为有智慧。
Fear the Lord.
你要敬畏神。
And depart from evil.
远离恶事。
When we fear God,
当我们敬畏神,
God will give us our financial paras.
神就会将我们财务上面的 paras 赐给我们。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will give us our financial paras.
神会将我们财务上面的 paras 赐给我们。
When we fear God,
当我们敬畏神的时候，
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The fear of the Lord,
敬畏神，
in verse 7,
在第七节，
produce the blessing in verse 10,
带来第十节的祝福。
Now, are you ready for revelation?
各位预备好要抓住启示了吗？
Are you ready tonight for revelation?
今天晚上预备好要得启示吗？
This verse shocked me years ago.
几年前这个经文啊，使我大吃一惊。
It broke my traditional understanding.
它打破了我从传统一直以来的认知。
I thoughtTo be spiritual is to live a poor life.
我以为要属灵就是一辈子要过贫穷的生活。
一生都要跟财富对敌。That's what I thought, because my pastor taught me that way.
我以为是这样，因为我的牧师是这样教我的。
Tonight, are you ready for a shock?
但今天晚上各位准备要领受这个
圣经吗？ Are you ready?
预备好了吗？
Proverbs 22 verse 4.
箴言二十二章第四节。
By humility and the fear of the Lord are poverty, misery, and short life.
敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，就会贫穷、卑微、凄惨，然后夭寿。
是这样吗？
是这样写的吗？
欸，不是，但是你们的思想就是这样哦，你们的观念就是这样哦。我们再来看神的话。By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, 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 riches.
Amen.
You cut it out?The fear of the Lord produce prosperity.
Amen. 敬畏耶和华，心存谦卑，就得富有，富有，富有。所以敬畏神就带下昌盛跟富裕。
钱钱钱！哈利路亚！
阿门！
不要跟钱有仇，神给你的你不要，那变成愚昧人。You fear God, God will bring riches.
你敬畏神，神就带钱来了。
God opened my mind when I saw that truth.
所以当我看到这个真理的时候，神使我的悟性开了。
I realize when I walk with God, God wants to bless me with prosperity, with riches.
我就明白，当我与神同行，神要用财富跟钱来祝福我。
Let's look at a man who feared God.
现在让我们来看一个敬畏神的人。
In Daniel chapter 6.
在但以理记第六章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
So this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
但以理六章。所以呢，但以理在这个王的日子里面，他成为一个昌盛富裕的人。
Why did Daniel have prosperity?
为什么但以理得以昌盛富裕呢？
Look at verse 26.
看二十六节。
The king say, I will make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel.
26节。现在我降旨晓谕我所统辖的全国人民，要在但以理的上帝面前战惊恐惧，因为他是永远长存的国神，他的国永不败坏，他的权柄永存无极。
You see, Daniel trembled and feared his God.
所以在这里，我们看见但以理在神的面前是战惊恐惧、敬畏神的。
Even though the king make a decree that we must bow to the king, he refused, he bowed to Jerusalem.
虽然神下旨欲要人对王跪拜，但是但以理拒绝，他依然朝着耶路撒冷敬拜跪拜神。
Because Daniel feared God.
因为但以理他敬畏神。
Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 17.
历代志下十七章。
And look at verse 5.
第五节。
Therefore the Lord established the kingdom in his hands, and all Judah brought to Jehoshaphat presents, and he had riches and honor in abundance.
Amen. 所以耶和华坚定他的国，犹大众人给他进贡，约沙法大有尊荣之才。
Why did God give Jehoshaphat prosperity?
为什么神将昌盛富裕赐给约沙法呢？
Look at verse 3 and 4.
我们看三四节。
The Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not unto Balaam.But sought to the Lord God of his father and walked in his commandments and not after the doings of Israel.
耶和华与约沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的道，不寻求巴利，只寻求他父亲的神，遵行他的诫命，不效法以色列人的行为。
Jehoshaphat obeyed God's commandment.
所以约沙法他遵循神的诫命。
He feared God.
他敬畏神。
What did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说呢？
Chapter 18 verse 1.
十八章第一节。
Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance.
现在约沙法大有尊荣和资财。
Ladies and gentlemen.
所以弟兄姊妹们
God not only give you riches,
神不仅把钱给你
God give you riches in abundance,
神是使你大大的有钱
Look with me,
请跟我一起看
at the wealth of Jehoshaphat,
来看约沙法的财富
verse 11 of chapter 17,
17章的11节
and some of the Philistines brought Jehoshaphat presents and tribute silver, and the Arabians brought him flocks, 7,700 rams and 7,700 he goats.
十一节，有些非利士人与约沙法送礼物，纳贡银，亚拉伯人也送他公绵羊7,700只，公山羊7,700只。
When you fear God.
所以当你敬畏神
Philistines
腓力士人
Arabians
阿拉伯人
Men
人
will give you presents and gifts
也会给你送礼物来
This is how prosperity comes
这个就是昌盛富裕领到了
This is how prosperity comes
昌盛富裕就这样领到了
Men will give to you
人们就开始给你
It doesn't drop from heaven
他不是从天上直接掉下来。
God still have to move man's heart to give to you.
神要感动人的心，把礼物给你。
This is a revelation.
所以这是一个启示。
You still didn't catch it?
你还没有抓到哦。
In our third conference, we'll tell you.
在我们的第三个特会呢，会告诉各位的。
And verse 12, Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly, and he built in Judah castles and cities of stores.
12节，约沙法日渐强大，在犹大建造营寨和积货城。
He had great barns and storehouse.
所以呢，他有这个很大的仓房。
You know why?
为什么呢？
You know why God blessed?Jehoshaphat,
你知道为什么神要祝福约沙法吗
Look at verse 10.
我们看第十节
The fear of the Lord fell upon the kingdoms of the land that were round about Judah, so they made no war against Jehoshaphat.
耶和华使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧也就是列国敬畏神所以他们不敢与约沙法征战
When the fear of the Lord comes When the anointing of the fear of the Lord comes Prosperity comes
Amen 所以当敬畏耶和华、的灵临到敬畏神的恩膏临到昌盛跟财富也临到
Look at chapter 20
好我们看二十章
Verse 25
二十五节
When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the date bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off from themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in the gathering of the spoil. It was so much. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baracha, for they were blessed of the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the valley of Baracha until this day.
25节约沙法和他的百姓就来收取敌人的财物在失手中见了许多财物珍宝他们剥脱下来的多得不可期待因为甚多只收取了三日第四日众人聚集在比拉加谷在那里称颂耶和华因此那地方 名叫比拉加谷直到今日
Jehoshaphat received the riches from the enemy's camp in abundance
所以呢约沙法从敌人的阵营里面就收取了很多的财富
It took them 3 days to collect the spoils
花了三天的时间才能够把所有的这些敌人的掳物通通收起来
And he called the place the Valley of Baracha
他就把那个地方称为比拉加谷
God wants to bring you to the place of Baracha
所以神要把你带到比拉加谷
You say, how?
你说怎么样办到?
Let's take a look at chapter 19.
看第十九章
Verse 9.
第九节
The king charged them saying, Thus shall you do in the fear of the Lord, faithfully and with a perfect heart.
第九节，约沙法嘱咐他们说，你们当敬畏耶和华，忠心诚实办事。
Chapter 20, verse 3.
第二十章第三节。
And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah.
约沙法便惧怕，定意寻求耶和华，在犹大全地宣告禁食。
The Bible says in verse 3, Jehoshaphat feared the Lord.
所以二十章三节里面圣经说，约沙法他敬畏主。
The fear of the Lord always brings you riches and prosperity.
所以对主的敬畏总是为你带来钱财跟昌盛富裕。
The place of prosperity is called the Valley of Baraka.
昌盛富裕之地就叫做比拉加谷。
Baraka in the Hebrew means blessings.
比拉加在希伯来文的原文意思就是祝福。
When you fear God,God bring you into the place of blessings.
所以当你敬畏神，神就带领你进入祝福之地。
What blessings?
什么祝福？
Verse 25, he said, riches in abundance with jewelries.
25节呢，告诉我们说，有极多的财富跟珍宝，那数量是很庞大的。
What sort of a blessing?
有哪些祝福呢？
What is this valley of blessing?
那这个祝福之谷又是什么呢？
The Bible say in verse 25, the spoil was so much, it took them 3 days to collect all the riches.
这个二十五节告诉我们说，要收取的这些财物是这样的庞大，花了三天的时间才收取。
In verse 25, it ended with three words, four words, it was so much.
好，二十五节呢有四个字，因为甚多。
It was so much blessing.
因为甚多的祝福。
God doesn't want to give you a tampo little blessings.
所以神不是只要给你很少的祝福，tampo的祝福。
God wants to give you baraka blessing.
神要给你的是比拉加的祝福。
Can you imagine a great army with all the camels, the donkeys, and the horse? Every donkey, the donkey, 跳那 donkey, 真是吃力，哇，真是重啊！
你可以想象一个大的军队里面，这些骆驼跟这些驴呀、啊，因为载的太多了，剩多了，他们说，哇，真是重啊，好重啊
！Oh, the camels and the donkey say, oh, such a heavy burden because there's so much blessing on our back.
所以骆驼跟驴说，哦，真的是很重啊，因为祝福在我们背上的祝福是这样的多，
重啊。重重奖赏，
阿门。
当你敬畏耶和华，给你重的祝福，
阿门。
重量级的祝福，
阿门。
哈利路亚，
阿门。
Let's look at the life of Abraham.
我们再来看亚伯拉罕的人生。
Genesis chapter 18.
创世纪十八章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
For I know him, and he will command his children and his household after him. They shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment.
我眷顾他，为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义。
God say he knew Abraham's heart that Abraham obey the commandments of the Lord.
神说我知道亚伯拉罕的心，因为他谨守主一切的诫命。
Obedience is the fear of God.
所以顺服就是敬畏神。
So you look at his attitude in chapter 14.
因此在十四章里面，我们来看亚伯拉罕的态度。
Verse 22 and 23.
二十二跟二十三节。
Abraham said to the king of Sodom.I have lifted up my hands unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread even to a show latchet, and that I may not take anything that is thine, lest thou shalt say, I have made Abraham rich.
22节，亚伯兰对索多玛王说，我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓，凡是你的东西，就是一根线一根鞋带，我都不拿，免得你说我使亚伯兰富足。
Abraham had a right attitude towards material things.
所以亚伯拉罕对物质的东西他有一个正确的态度。
He said he honored God in material things.
他说他在物质的东西上面尊荣神。
He doesn't want to have anything to do with wickedness with the kings of Sodom.
他跟这个索多玛王还有一切的诡诈呢，他不想要有份。
Because he feared God.
因为亚伯兰敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
因为他敬畏神。
You know what happened in his life?
你知道他人生中就发生什么事吗？
When a man fear God, what is the end result?
当一个人敬畏神的时候，他人生的结果是什么呢？
Look at Genesis 13, verse 2.
我们来看创世纪13章第二节。
Abraham was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold.
亚伯兰的金银牲畜极多。
Now, most of us read the Bible, we read it this way. Abraham was rich.
好，我们大部分的人呢，读圣经的时候呢，我们就读到那个意思说，哦，亚伯拉罕是有钱的。
No. The Bible says Abraham was very rich.
在这里，圣经确实告诉我们，亚伯兰是非常的。有钱。
Abraham, multimillionaire.
他是一个数百万富翁。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was very rich.
他非常的有钱。
And he gave all his riches to his son called Isaac.
然后他把他所有的钱都给他的儿子以撒。
Genesis 25 verse 5, he gave it to Isaac.
创世纪二十五章五节，他把这些给了以撒。
What did he give to Isaac?
他给以撒什么呢？
Chapter 24 verse 1.
二十四章一节。
Abraham was very old and well stricken in ages. The Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
亚伯拉罕年纪老迈，向来在一切事上，耶和华都赐福给他。
God blessed Abraham in everything.And he was so rich, and he put all the riches into the hands of his son Isaac.
所以耶和华神在亚伯拉罕一切的事上赐福于他。亚伯拉罕非常的有钱，而他将这一切都交在他儿子以撒的手中。
Abraham, multimillionaire.
所以亚伯拉罕是一个数百万富翁。
Isaac received his father's inheritance, multimillionaire.
以撒也领受父亲的产业，也是个数百万富翁。
Question，
问题。
Why did Abraham give all his wealth, all his cattle, his silver, his gold, and all his blessing to Isaac？
为什么亚伯拉罕把他所有的财富、牲畜、金和银都给他的儿子以撒呢？
I will show you this revelation now.
我现在给各位讲这个启示。
Chapter 31, verse 42.
31章42节。
Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me.
若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在。
Notice, he didn't say the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac.
注意，这里的顺序并不是说亚伯拉罕的神，然后以撒的神。
He said the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac.
这里讲到的是亚伯拉罕的神跟以撒所敬畏的神。
Isaac feared God.
所以以撒敬畏神。
That became the key for his prosperity.
所以这就成为他昌盛富裕的关键。
Could you see the association between the fear of the Lord and prosperity?
所以现在各位可以看见敬畏神跟昌盛富裕之间的关联了吗？
Look at another final example in Genesis 41.
现在我们再从创世纪四十一章来看另一个好的例子。
The man called Joseph.
这个是约瑟的故事。
Verse 41.
四十一节。
And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, said unto Joseph, See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put upon Joseph's hand.And arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck, and made him to ride in the second chariot which he had.
法老又对约瑟说：“我派你治理埃及全……不对，对不起。”法老就摘下手上打印的戒指，戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他的颈项上。
Why did God?Bless Joseph so greatly as a politician.
为什么神要这么大大的祝福约瑟？他当时候是一个政治家。
He became the prime minister of Egypt.
他成为埃及的总理。
If today the greatest superpower is America,
如果今天我们说超级强权是美国。
In those days, the greatest superpower is Egypt.
那在那个时候呢，这个超级强权呢，就在埃及。
Egypt was the most richest nation in those days.
在那些日子，埃及是全地最富有的国家。
And he became the prime minister of the richest nation.
然后约瑟成为最富有的国家的总理。
And he handled the personal wealth of Pharaoh.
他呢？亲手处理法老个人的财富。
How did Joseph obtain this prosperity?
那约瑟怎么样得着这样的昌盛呢？
Look at chapter 39.
我们看39章。
Verse
21
to
23. 21到23节。
But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of prison.And the keeper of prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever that they were there did, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that what he did, the Lord made it to prosper.
但耶和华与约瑟同在，向他施恩，使他在私欲的眼前蒙恩。私欲就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下，他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手，凡在约瑟手下的事，私欲一概不查，因为耶和华与约瑟同在，耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。
Joseph had the anointing of God.
约瑟有神的恩膏。
The Lord's presence was with him.
神与他同在。
Why?
为什么？
Number two.
第二。
Whatever Joseph did, the Lord made it to prosper.
约瑟凡手所做的一切事，神都使他顺利亨通。
Joseph had anointing.
约瑟有恩膏。
Joseph had success.
约瑟成功。
Joseph had prosperity.
约瑟昌盛富裕。
Why?
为什么呢？
God is no respecter of men.
神是不偏待人的。
Unless you walk in his ways, he cannot prosper you.
除非你行在他的道上，他没有办法使你顺利亨通。
Whatever you do in your career and in your business, if you want the Lord to prosper you tonight,
不管你在你的事业，你在公司所做的一切事，你若渴望神祝福你，使你顺利亨通，
You must understand this key.
你就必须要明白这个关键。
What was this key?
这关键是什么呢？
Look at Genesis 39 verse 9.
看39章的第九节。
There is none greater in this house than I, neither had he kept anything back from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then?Can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?、
第九节，在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有留像一样不交给我，只留下了你，因为你是他的妻子，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
Joseph feared his God.
所以约瑟敬畏他的神。
Because of this fear, it brought prosperity, anointing, and success in the life of Joseph.
因为这样的敬畏， 所以把那昌盛富裕跟成功的恩膏带下在约瑟的生命中。
所以好人有好事有好结果。
阿们，
做好人吧，你会昌盛。Amen.
Amen.
Be like Joseph.
要像约瑟一样。
Fear God.
敬畏神。
And shun evil.
远离恶事。
Amen.
Amen.
A couple of months back.
几个月以前。
God shocked me.
神又叫我吃惊。
God began to tell me.
神开始告诉我。
Something that I never thought.
一些我从来没想过的事。
And I want to reveal.Share that with you.
我要跟各位分享。
I call it the key for end time prosperity.
我把它叫做末世昌盛财富的关键。
The key for end time prosperity.
末世昌盛富裕的关键。
Look with me.
请跟我一起来看。
In Proverbs chapter 13.
箴言十三章。
And you will understand the great significance of the fear of the Lord.
你就会明白敬畏神是有何等的重要了。
Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 25.
箴言十三章二十五节。
The righteous eat to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall lack.
一人吃得饱足。恶人肚腹缺粮。
God will give satisfaction to the righteous.
所以呢，神会使义人饱足。
Who are the righteous?
义人是谁呢？
Chapter 14, verse 2.
十四章第二节。
He that walketh in his uprightness fear the Lord.
行动正直的敬畏耶和华。
When we fear God, we walk.Uprightly before him.
所以当我们敬畏神，我们就得以行走正直在神的面前。
With this understanding,
有这样的明白，
I will show you something that was a revelation to me.
我要跟各位分享我所得着的一个启示。
I got the key.
我抓住了这样的关键。
And God say,
而神说，
You are a Joseph.
你是一个约瑟。
I'm giving you this key.
我要把这把钥匙给你。
For this end time prosperity.
为了末世的昌盛跟富裕。
Chapter 13.
第十三章。
And verse 21.
第二十一节。
Evil pursues sinners, but to the righteous, good shall be repaid.
祸患追赶罪人，义人必得善报。
Righteous will always have a good reward.
所以义人总得善报。
好人有善报。Amen.
Amen.
Then continue. How are the righteous repaid?
然后继续，我们看看义人怎样得到善报。
There is a payback day for every righteous saints on this earth.
在地上每一个义的圣徒都有得奖赏的那一天的来到。
There is a harvest for righteousness.
所以公义有大丰收的。
He say, to the righteous, goods will be repaid.
所以呢，这个义人呢，就有好事、美好的善报。
You ready now?
预备好了吗？
It is in the next verse.
是在下一节。
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinners is laid up.For the righteous.
善人给子孙遗留产业，罪人为义人积存资财。
For over 20 years now.
所以现在已经22年多了。
In the body of Christ, there is prophecies that in the end time, there is an end time agenda of God.
好，对这个耶稣基督的肢体呢，也就是教会，有不断有预言说，在末世有所谓的末世的昌盛跟富裕。
And they prophesy.
他们发预言。
That in the end time.
在末世。
There will be an end time transfer of wealth from the sinners into the hands of the kingdom.
Amen. 有这一个转移哦，就是把财富从罪人的手中转移到义人的手中，在神的国度里面。
For years, I heard that prophecy.
好几年来，我都听到这样的预言。
End time transfer of wealth from the sinners into the hands of the righteous.
末世财富的大转移，从罪人的手中转移到义人的手中。
And they were quoting the scriptures for years.
好几年来，他们就引用圣经来发这样的预言。
And God, let me see that that key is the fear of the Lord.
而神让我看见这一个事情的关键在于敬畏神。
There is coming a day. God is raising up the Joseph. God is raising up the Daniel. God is raising up the Deborahs, the Esthers.
是的，这一日将来到，神正在兴起约瑟，兴起但以理，兴起以色列，兴起底波拉。
They shall have the privilege to receive end time transfer of great wealth.
他们有这样的荣幸和特权，能够领受到末世财富大转移中那庞大的财富。
God has been speaking to me for years.
神已经好几年来对我说，
Son, I'm going to put millions upon millions upon millions upon millions upon millions into your hands.
他说，儿啊，我要把数百万、数百万、数百万、数百万的财物放在你的手中。
And when he showed me that figure, I was shocked.
当他把那个数目字给我看的时候，我大吃一惊。
But for years, I was praying, what is that key for me to qualify as a Joseph?
但是好几年来，我也祷告，主啊，让我能够够格成为约瑟的关键是什么？
And one day, God came and said, Son,Today, I give you the key that is the fear of the Lord.
有一天神来了，神说，我把这关键给你，这个关键就是敬畏神。
It's time for God to raise up end-time entrepreneurs.
所以这是神兴起末世企业家的时候了。
It's time for God to raise up end-time businessmen.
这是神兴起末世生意人的时候了。
It's time for God to raise up the Joseph and the Daniels.
这是神兴起约瑟跟但以理的时候了。
God is looking for one that will qualify for great wealth transfer.
所以神在寻找那够格领受这财富大转移的人。
Tonight,
今天晚上，
you have the key.
你已经拥有这关键。
For end time prosperity.
来领受末世的昌盛与富裕。
If we fear God,
如果我们敬畏神，
we.Shall be ready.
我们应当预备好。
For Proverbs 13:22 to happen in the coming days.
领受箴言十三章二十二节在即将来的日子里。
God spoke to me.
神对我说。
Get ready, son.
儿啊，你要预备好。
I'm going to use you.
我要使用你。
For the great end time transfer of wealth that the church have never seen.
为了末世。财富的大转移，这是教会从未见过的。
Recently,
最近
Jill Austin, a prophetess, prophesied. He said, Brother, you are going to have so much money, money in the form of millions upon millions upon millions upon millions are coming into your hand because there's an end time transfer of wealth.
女先知 Jill Austin 对我发预言说，是的，兄弟啊。你将有数百万、数百万、数百万、数百万、数百万的钱，这是在末后世代财富大转移的现象。
I'm not interested in the thousand.
我对数千没有兴趣。
I'm not interested in 1 million.
我对一百万没有兴趣。
Because God show me.
因为神让我看见。
The millions that are coming.
数百万就来了。
But God needs the Joseph.
但是神需要的是约瑟。
God needs men and women that fears him.
神需要那敬畏他的男男女女。
If you lose the fear, There will be no great prosperity.
因此，你若失去这对神的敬畏，就没有这极大的昌盛跟富裕临到。
You want God to use you for the end time?
你渴慕神在末后世代使用你吗？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this awesome moment tonight.
天父，我们为今天晚上这奇妙的时刻来感谢你。
Lord, it's an awesome revelation you gave us tonight.
主啊，今天晚上你所给予我们的是奇妙的启示。
The key to end time prosperity.
是得到末世昌盛富裕的关键。
Lord, help us to qualify to be the candidate for end time transfer of wealth.
所以主啊，是求你帮助我们，使我们能够合格成为领受末世大财富转移的候选人。
Lord, grant us the fear of the Lord.
所以主啊，求你把那敬畏神的灵赏赐给我们。
Father, release the fear of the Lord upon your people tonight.
父啊，今天晚上求你释放那敬畏耶和华的灵在你百姓的身上。
That they will fear you more than they fear men.
好叫他们敬畏你过于怕人。
That they will refuse to live a life of sin anymore.
让他们拒绝不再过最终的日子。
Lord, release this supernatural fear upon your people tonight.
所以主啊，今天晚上求你释放这超自然的敬畏在你百姓的身上。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
I command this grace to come upon your life.
我命令这个祷告恩膏进入到你的生命。
Lord, seal it with the blood of Jesus.
主啊，借着耶稣的宝血来封印。
Let them fear you cheerfully from this day forth.
让他们从今天以后，主啊，他们高高兴兴的来敬畏你。
Because they know what is coming ahead of them.
因为他们知道将来的日子如何。
End time transfer of wealth.
末世财富的大转移。
We thank you, Lord.
主，我们谢谢你。
We bless you.
我们称颂你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.